Celia Brown was an unmarried assistant matron at the Brighton Workhouse on Church Hill, a building located just north of St Nicholas Church. After giving birth to a stillborn girl, she hid the deceased child in her closet, fearful of the taboos of the Victorian age. Eventually, she was found out and charged with concealing the birth, later being sentenced to 1 month's hard labour. Learn more about this sad tale of loss and intrigue in Celia's story.
Busby worked independently across the UK following his graduation. And a decade later, with the ending of the French Wars in 1815, he planned a trip abroad. This, however, was to be no European grand tour. Instead, imbued himself with social and political radicalism, it was to North America that Busby was drawn, and between 1817 and 1819 he spent time in Manhattan and travelled around the eastern seaboard states. Back in the UK, by the early 1820s, Busby had established contact with Thomas Reed Kemp, a former Brighton MP, and one of the richest men in Sussex. In 1823, Busby undertook the design of the Kemp Town scheme on his behalf, working cooperatively with local Brighton architect Eamon Henry Wildes. The following year, in 1824, Busby signed a memorandum of agreement with the Reverend Thomas Scutt, landowner of some 350 acres to the west of Brighton, much of this within the parish of Hove. The plan agreed with Scutt was to develop some 35 acres as a Regency new town. Christened Brunswick Town, this represents Busby's greatest architectural achievement and was developed between 1824 and 1834, the year of Busby's death. Besides the Kemp Town and Brunswick developments, Busby was employed by many people to modernise old property around the town and design new ones. His work output was prodigious, and he was to become responsible for more high-quality architecture than any of his contemporaries. It is perhaps for this reason that the architectural historian Dr. Neil Bingham christened him the Regency Architect of Brighton and Hove when writing Busby's biography in 1991. Today, more of Busby's Brighton properties are protected by listing than those of any other architect working in the period, and in Lansdowne Place there is a blue plaque erected on the house in which he spent the final years of his life. If you're walking around the city's historic streets, you are never far from work by Charles Augustine Busby.